Okay, here we go. In reference to the press conference today, Kidney is pointing at Venezuela, Maduro, Chavez. Is that accurate? Are they the people who created the software and are controlling its marketing?
Bob, he's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead. So dead people can't run elections today. But his predecessor set all this up that the American Democrats have embraced, and they use that as a tool so that the Germans can count votes on behest of the failed Venezuelans to effect the United States election. So they have to pin the tail on the donkey. And this is that
Who are the people before Chavez? Who's his predecessor?
No. Chavez is dead. After Chavez, Maduro is effecting it now.
Despite what Greg Duffel says about how great Venezuela is, Sidney is right to name Venezuela as the source of a complicated process of distribution.
Well, Venezuela is nothing, Bob. Venezuela is nothing. It's the people in Venezuela that are left. Their country is gone. There's nothing left. They have nothing. He's talking about how wonderful Venezuela is. They're starving to death. They have no food. They have no water. They have no medicine. They have no nothing. They left. Everybody of significance in Venezuela is gone. The point is they set up before it went away to nothing. They created this machine that's run through the Canada that applies, that has the ability to change and to shift votes. But
yeah,
Venezuela is nothing.
And also, is it connected to Frankfurt, Germany?
Yes.
And someone was telling me yesterday that's the CIA. The CIA run it. Do you agree with that?
Well, if you have Chavez in your campaign, maybe, but not so much.
That's an older world that Soros is part of.
Yeah.
They like to say some of the people, Sidney brought up Soros. She uses that as a guilty sign.
Soros, you're talking about Smartmatic. Soros is connected to Smartmatic. Smartmatic. That's what you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah. So did Kidney's accusation today is that there was a plan last couple of years built up for this election. Do you agree with
that? It was done in 2016, only it didn't work. It didn't work. This time, it wasn't going to work again, and they called Florida for Trump too quickly. Trump won, but they called it too quickly. So, therefore, 10 states, 5 states, at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, those states stopped counting for no good reason. No reason. And that reason was so that they could get up enough votes. The algorithm knew that Trump was going to win. He was over 100,000 votes ahead. It was over. You can't overcome a 100,000 vote run like that. It was most of the vote was in. They stopped counting to bring more vote ballots in to be counted to obfuscate. Then everybody went to bed and they woke up and Biden won. And that's the
right
thing.
Now,
see, Bob, here's how this goes. Trump had to win by a landslide before the landslide hit. You see? Do you get
the second landslide is Biden's landslide.
Right. Okay. The second landslide came from Dominion software and Smartmatic conditions.
He knew that was coming. He knew that.
Tech body is a bitch, Bob. Did you know? You noted that? Yes.
So he knew.
Hey, Bob. Tech body's a bitch. Did you know that?
Yeah. He knew. Trump knew.
And told. Wait. And not only did he know, he told everybody that'd be still. He said, "There's trouble. there's trouble with this. You can't do this. You can't mail out ballots all over the place. You can't just have indiscriminate ballots all over the place. It's not going to work out. You have all these other places where they've done mail-in ballots, and 60% of the votes are thrown out. Nothing applies. They still haven't decided. It's a big old mess. You can't do it like this. You can't change all of the damn election laws 30 minutes before the election and think it's going to be a fair fight. It's not going to work. And that's exactly. Now, was that a self-fulfilling prophecy? No. He knew what was going to go down, and he was ready. He had all the right people in all the right places to note the anomalies.
This part we're saying we can broadcast?
Yeah, you can. You can.
Okay.
It's a little bit extreme. It's a little bit extreme, but it's okay because it sets modality. Do you know what modality means, Bob?
It was sort of like a methodology or a lifestyle.
Can be. It can be. That's a good word. It's completely inappropriate, but it's a good word. What modality means, it sets the methodology for how this is going to flow. Is it live or is it Memorex? Is it prophetic that before the winds of time, this has to be this way? No, it's what you laid out in Revelation Revealed. Remember that series you don't remember doing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That one, you laid this out exactly like this. And those that have engaged, except for if you steal it, it don't do you no good. But if you actually got Revelation Revealed and you listen to it, you find out that this lays out the parody of exactly what was going down, and the last trump of God shall stand. That's what's occurring. Despite all their best efforts and all the king's horses and all the king's men, they can't figure out what the fuck happened to Humpty Dumpty in the first place.
Okay, a side thing.
Yes.
So he ran around the last week building up an excuse for having a landslide by being super energized in many rallies. But he knew there would be a temporary second landslide that would make him lose. He knew he would appear to lose at first, correct?
On purpose.
Well, they were out to have him beat, and they pulled it off, so they think they did it. But he decided that that'll work to his advantage.
Yeah, it was obvious.
So this, him losing to Biden is part of that whole thing you predicted, that he would get down to zero and minus 12 in the polls before the election and have his concession speech released. That low level happened after the election. He's still in the low thing maybe until today.
Right.
Today it starts
to turn
around.
He had to wait for 10 days, and then they had to kick back to see. That's why you make low. It's working out perfectly the way Revelation said, the way every fucking religion said, the way the Council of Nicaea said. Shit, everybody agrees, and the whole monicum, even goddamn Nostradamus got it right before it was over with. But yes, wait, we thought Trump was going to win a landslide, and they were going to fight, and it was going to be wars, and they boarded up the building, and Democrats going to shoot firecrackers and throw Molotov cocktails. Then they were going to have a civil war, and the Democratic cities were going against the states. It's going to have a civil war, and it's going to dispute Trump being president, blah, 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 blah. Now it turns around the other way to where they said, you need to step down, President Trump, because the office of the vice president or the president-elect, they say that they're in charge now. It's like, what? There is no office of the president-elect, God, for God's sake. So it went completely too far over the other side. So then all of a sudden, the veneer was removed, and you could see, indeed, that it was just as we said it was going to be, a problem and a problem and a constitutional convention and a world war and a civil war. Just as Sidney Powell laid out tonight, that it's on. And we're not going to put up with this no more, and we got pistols, and we'll shoot you in the fucking face, and you don't run us, you don't run nothing. We got this Venezuela, goddamn Chavez. You think Chavez gonna get in our hoo hoo? Well, I got a hoo hoo. I'm gonna show you what Chavez gonna do with a hoo hoo. Them goddamn Germans are counting our ballots. Oh, hell no. We own this. And so she quietly called to arms the tenants of the Civil War.
The tenants, T-E-N-E-T-S, right?
Correct. Yes.
Now, is this getting back to 1869, which we were 5 years ago?
No,
that's not that.
It's better. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that, Bob. It's better. It's the war. No. Your words aren't completely wrong. They're just abjectly incorrect.
It's media ecology. It's a media factor.
If you'd have said, oh, Ion, is this like the War of the Roses? And we'd go, absolutely, yes, it's the War of the Roses. That's exactly what it is.
Yes, but I would say there's a modern media ecological aspect of whether you engage the media or not. Or if you're going to engage them, you better do it with awareness.
But that's not fair. That's not fair because you have a bias. We're going to say it just like this. There's people like you who only look at goddamn Matt Drudge and judge media ecological events, where there's other people who only watch Fox News and they see a totally different picture. Or you look at Newsmax and you go, goddamn them Democrats, kill every goddamn one of them motherfuckers, whore bitch motherfuckers, kill them, kill them, kill them. I'm going to go kill a few of them myself. I'm done with this. I ain't listening anymore. Or you got MSDNC, where it's like when Rachel Maddow was like, I don't know why Bo Biden didn't. I think Hillary Clinton's the president right now. She should give it over to Biden. She needs to go ahead and let go. She needs to let go of that. Because it's very clear. It's very clear that Biden won. I don't know why Hillary's holding back on him. And then you got goddamn Stacey Abrams, who's going to undo all of South Georgia and put all the niggers in the cotton field. It's going to get ugly here. Just saying, pretty quick.
Right.
So,
now, I'm not biased. When I go over to Drudge, I like looking at how he tries to pull the wool over people. So I look at it. I look at Ron Rosenbaum.
My God. Listen to you. You don't goddamn speak. Hey. You're like Wyndham Lewis. You talk a good game, but you don't live it.
Yes, I do. I live it because I don't take any of those guys seriously because I've got Ion scenario in my mind.
I got that. Duly noted.